You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Already Wednesday. Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah, just last week right for the short week, four-day week. That's true.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but to start things off, we're very happy to welcome back across the table Ben Heindel to talk about, I think this time around, a lot of, I think we'll use the term sunshine in your life, your family's life, and Emmett's life. But Ben, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Chad. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about a couple of, one event coming up this weekend, and also a little bit of about your organization. But I wanted to talk about where you and your family and Emmett stand, because it's been a journey that's lasted, number one, how long?
2.5 years from start to finish.
And you knew from the beginning that it was going to be a long journey when the diagnosis came, correct?
Yeah. So in April of 2023, Emmett was diagnosed with leukemia, a leukemia type that chemo is really responsive to. So we knew his outlook was going to be generally pretty good. But to get there was a 2.5 year process from the get-go.
When you sit here now, what do you know now that you didn't know 2.5 years ago? Because you were told probably a lot of information. You probably researched a lot of information. You're looking for everything. What have you learned, maybe even beyond the medical aspects, about maybe humanity, about your and your family's ability to handle incredible stress and incredible mountains to climb? Yeah. What have you found out in the last 2.5 years?
Yeah, my wife and I talk often about it, but there's a word, and I don't know the word to describe it, but whatever is in the middle of the spectrum, one end is the most terrible thing that we've ever experienced in our life, earth-shattering from a diagnosis perspective. But then on the other end is the best, most happy place we've ever been in possible. Life could not go or be any better for us. Wherever that middle point is where we often land, because to get to where we're at today comes with incredible struggle and progress, and really the lowest of the low that life has to offer. But now we are thriving on the high end of that spectrum too.
Where is Emmett right now in that process?
Yeah, so,
right now at this point in early September of 2025.
So as of today, or rather, I'll back up just slightly. June 30th, he completed his 2.5 year chemo treatment. So that leaves him in remission. And then what will happen is he goes often back for checkups and whatnot. But July 11th, he officially rang the bell, signifying the end of his treatment. And then today, it's just really living life like a normal 3, almost 4-year-old. The only exception to that is he's got some sort of leftover medications that he has to take and some ancillary things. But beyond that, if you just were to look at him, he's a perfect 3-year-old boy.
Could I ask, and because something popped into my mind, and I don't know whether or not there's a perfect answer to it, but when a very, very young child goes through something like this, is there any idea how it does ultimately affect the whole process? Because we all go through the process of growing up and then becoming young adults and adults. Any idea how going through such a physically draining experience, and I imagine even as a child it has to be even beyond that, how that affects long term? Is there have you had any discussions on that, or is it something that we don't know? I'm really curious about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. The only answer to that is in the form of a bunch of maybes. So he's too young to tell long-term effect right now, but there are young adult cancer groups that will bring forward, you know, topics of concern where, you know, it's a physical, you know, limitation maybe at some point in life, but that's usually followed with a bunch of maybes. We don't really know at this point. So with everything that the last 2.5 years has brought us, we really are just living for today. And unfortunately, in the medical world, they take care of the biggest problem first, which is fair. But some of that comes with ancillary side effects.
Right.
And some of that, you just have to sort of take the biggest elephant in the room and worry about side effects and long-term care after the fact. Mm-hmm. So we're just at that point right now, and we're just taking each day for what it is.
You were saying before we went on the air, he is getting these milestones that any youngster goes through.
Yeah.
And what does those feelings like? Because you've had the feelings of other milestones, but they usually have involved cancer treatment.
Yeah, they're,
these are different kind of milestones, right?
Yeah, the milestones that we've encountered so far in his life have been bound by the four walls of a hospital room. These small milestones, so if you think of childhood development, the act of jumping, right, simply getting the 2 feet off the ground at the same time, is something he was not able to do for the longest time, and that was attributed to the chemotherapy sort of knocking it out of him. Mm-hmm. And we've seen him jump around now like a kangaroo, and it's the most freeing feeling in the world, that other side, that really positive side of that spectrum, that just, it warms your heart every time you see it.
I can only imagine, again, I don't think we can kind of remember being that young.
Right.
But can you imagine what it's like to have maybe, it'd almost be like having weights taken off your shoulders, I imagine, for
yes.
that for that young man, that young boy, that young child.
Yes.
To finally have those weights taken off, and he's going to want to jump right through the ceiling, isn't he?
Yeah, and we have to sometimes tamper his expectations of, he wants to move so fast and do things so quick that we have to literally tell him to slow down, just because he will sort of get over his skis at some point in time. But that also comes with learning and figuring out life now. So
we will have more with Ben Heindel, talk a bit about an organization that he and his family have formed to help others who are going through such an incredibly difficult time with illness and cancer within your family, and especially for young kids, named for Emmett. And we'll also talk about a blood drive coming here in Wausau this weekend. So more to come, plenty more to come with Ben Heindel. Really an incredible story with his son Emmett and the entire family. And coming up next, it's a top of the hour update. We'll find out what's going on with news, weather, and sports. And then we'll be back with more with Ben Heindel coming up at 7:22 this morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and also on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:22 on this Wednesday morning, already Wednesday. Short work week, so week goes by so much faster. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. Again, we're talking to Ben Heindel. Again, we've been following this story with Emmett Heindel for 2.5 years, and it's just been an amazing story in so many different ways. The courage that this young boy has shown in the family, and then the support within the community. And as this part of the story comes to, I don't know, call it an ending, but a chapter maybe turning.
Yes.
You were, from the very beginning, very public with this fight, yes. Bringing in friends and family and community members who are mm-hmm. willing to help. That's not stopping, is it?
No, not anytime soon.
What is the next project? And we got a couple of projects. But let's, before we talk about the specific event this weekend, let's talk about the Sunshine Foundation. What is this?
Yeah, so backing up the timeline, in April of this year, my wife Claire and I were sitting in an ICU room. Emmett was dealing with some complications with RSV. And sort of to combat the trauma of that, we decided to start a nonprofit foundation called the Emmett Strong Sunshine Foundation. And we saw a need in this area of the state to just really show love to families who are going through medical crisis. And what brought us to the table was cancer, so that's a part of it. But kids in this area of in this region of the state are going through really severe medical hardship, and that takes them out of their home, puts them in a hospital for an extended amount of time. And we are starting this to show love to those families, to show that they're cared for and they have resources that, you know, we've learned both good, bad, and the hard way along the way.
How much of a strain is it, those questions, those resource questions? Because number one, the health of the child is everything. That is everything. But boy, it adds to the stress when you do have those other questions. I imagine that is part of the reason you're starting this foundation is, boy, there's already enough on the shoulders of these families. And then you have those discussions with folks who are saying, well, we can do this, we can't do this, or know what you have to go through, right?
Yeah, and this area of the state does really amazing healthcare for adults and children as well. But once you start to get down the specialty part of the spectrum, in the case of, you know, childhood cancer, that's where the resource starts and stops. So they exist, they're out there, but to pull that and to have that in your hospital room when you're kind of facing the brunt of whatever you might be dealing with, that's what we're looking to bring to the table.
The Emmett Strong Sunshine Foundation, where can people learn more about that, perhaps?
Yeah.
Continue to show the great support that you've received over the last 2.5 years. Is there a website involved in this?
Yep. So there is a website, newly founded website, so give us some grace as we're building the pieces of that together. There is a giving platform on there as well to give and contribute if folks feel so inclined, but there's information out there. In addition to that, we're out on Facebook, Emmett Strong Sunshine Foundation.
Fantastic. Check that out. And also, again, coming up this weekend, and I think you said, I think it was around this time last year that you had this very same kind of event, and it's the Strong and Brave Like Emmett Childhood Cancer Awareness Blood Drive. And I know that it's wonderful when you see the folks come in who may not otherwise come in on a Saturday to give the donation. I guess, first of all, when is it and where is it?
So Saturday, September 6th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area.
And it's real simple, isn't it? It says, come on in and make a donation.
Yep. If folks are willing and able to, we would love for them to donate blood. You cannot make blood in a lab. It has to come from a human. Emmett was the recipient of 7 total blood transfusions and 4 platelet transfusions in the course of his care. So it's one really easy way to give back and really have an immediate physical impact to not only children or adults who are dealing with issues or they need blood, but to combat really the nationwide blood shortage very quickly.
So that's this Saturday, September 6th, from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., so plenty of time. You got 6 hours. So you're doing your Saturday morning list of activities to stop on by the Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area, which is at 1710 North 2nd Avenue in Wausau. Before we finish up this conversation, as I'm sure we'll talk again in the future, because this process does not stop.
No.
It does not stop. I think we talked about this previously, but the idea of being public with the battle.
Yeah.
How happy are you that you and Claire and the whole family and the people the closest to you decided that we're not going to, you know, kind of get together and, you know, lock arms and keep everybody else out, but actually bring in so many other people? How much did that help this whole process?
I think it was huge, and it's a direct reflection of the community, greater Wausau area, that has shown us love in scope and at large. So it's there are really, you know, a handful of children, you know, 5 or less in this region of the state and farther northward that are dealing with something cancer related. So if we can be the ones to be vocal, be out there, that, you know, someone who, you know, might be the next family going through childhood cancer, they simply know that there's a family in Wausau that's dealt with this. It's our mission complete.
check out the Emmett Strong Sunshine Foundation. You can check them out on Facebook, and that website will continue to grow as well. And again, make sure you take some time this Saturday, September the 6th, 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., the Strong and Brave Like Emmett Childhood Cancer Awareness Blood Drive at the Boys and Girls Club, North 2nd Street in Wausau. Ben Heindel, again, it's always a pleasure, and it's especially a pleasure hearing that bell was rung.
Yeah, likewise, Chad. Thank you.
We'll talk again sometime very soon. Ben Heindel joining us here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up, it will be an information update, including your morning farm report, and then a whole bunch more coming here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlo on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies, 59 degrees is the temperature in downtown Wausau. At our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, and again, thanks earlier to Ben Heindel for joining us, talking about the Strong and Brave Like Emmett Childhood Cancer Awareness Blood Drive, among other things. And again, if you have an opportunity for this blood drive, set aside some time while you're doing your activities on Saturday morning, early afternoon, this Saturday, September 6th, from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. It will be at the Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area in downtown Wausau, 1710 North 2nd Street here in Wausau. And also, if you missed our discussion with Ben Heindel, it will be up as part of our podcast, which we do every single day. The segments here on the WXCO Morning Report all put together into one convenient podcast, so you can listen to all four of the segments in one sitting. That is put up just after the end of the show at 9 o'clock. Also, you can go back and actually watch and listen to our interview with Ben Heindel and all of our other interviews. We record them on YouTube. You can go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube, and be able to listen and watch that interview and other interviews as well here on WXCO. Tonight, we have more from this studio here in downtown Wausau. We will have the big high school sports show tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, you can watch the show live on YouTube. Yep, go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, and you can watch and listen to the big high school sports show tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. Jason Foster and I will review week 2 of the high school football season and also preview week number 3, where the conference activity really gets into high swing. We will also have a couple of special guests. Tomahawk head football coach Dewey Riley at 6:30. Tomahawk is 2-0 so far this season, including a significant win over Wittenberg Burnhamwood last week, 28-22 in overtime. So Dewey Riley from Tomahawk, head coach at 6:30. And our student athlete guest for this week from Newman Catholic High School, senior Quincy Fender. He is a multi-sport athlete, plays football, basketball, and baseball. He is a quarterback and defensive back for the Cardinals. He had a big night in the Cards' win over Wild Rose on Friday, helping Newman to a 2-0 start this season as well. So, again, big high school sports show tonight, 6 until 8 p.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO. And we're getting closer and closer to week number 3 of the football season. Coming up on Friday night, we have have a doubleheader. I'll be at Tom Field for the Wausau West Warriors in their Wisconsin Valley Conference opener against Eau Claire North. 6:35 for the airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, it's Newman Catholic at Almond Bancroft. Also 6:35 start time for the broadcast. Again, on the Sports 2 stream live, and then on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
What's up with you? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, we're coming down to the final weeks of rehearsals for the Center Stage Band and Show Choir's performance. That'll be happening at the Grand Theater on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of this month. The shows will be at 7 p.m., and the shows are absolutely free.
That is amazing in a sense, because
get to go to the Grand Theater and see a show for free.
It's so rare. I mean, it is so rare to be able to go to this beautiful facility here in downtown Wausau. It has so many shows during the course of the year. And one of the great things about the Grand is they do give the opportunity from time to time to have lower priced shows, but I don't know if there's others that are free like this one is. And not only is it free, you guys could make some money off this because it's that good. I went there last year for your production.
Yeah.
And I know that this year is going to be fantastic as well because you guys work so very hard. But for an opportunity, number one, to be able to go and be in the Grand Theater and see a show for free is great on its own merit. But then to add to the fact that you're going to see an incredibly entertaining production that involves so many folks from here in central Wisconsin.
It does.
What is the overarching theme of this year's show?
Well, the theme for this year is called Hits from Across the Atlantic. So there's a lot of music overseas. It's a lot of music by the Beatles, Elton John, ABBA, all sorts of different artists that are well known and greatly appreciated, and you know, a chance to bring a lot of those songs back to the stage and have a lot of fun, and it's going to be a fantastic show.
Do you have a song that you are most looking forward to singing in this production, or are you not allowed to say any of the songs that you're going to be singing?
Well, I don't want to spoil it too much, but there are quite a few songs I am very excited to be a part of.
And I imagine that folks who are familiar with the British invasion of the 60s would have an idea maybe of some of the artists that are going to be part of the songbook that you guys will be performing.
I believe so too.
All right.
Be a great show.
And I'm sure we'll talk more about that as we get closer and closer to that in just a few weeks.
Oh yeah, indeed.
We got the top of the hour news update coming up, and then back to more with Pat Kreitlow, and we'll be back at 8:22, including our number for the day quiz for this Wednesday. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. WXCO Morning Report on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies and 59 degrees is the temperature. If you're expecting the temperature to warm up today, it will not be happening. In fact, it looks as though this will probably be as warm as it gets. We'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms early, but then otherwise mostly cloudy. A temperature falling to around 54 by 5 p.m. this afternoon.
I don't think we're even going to break A 60.
Nope, and I think that tonight we'll be getting into the mid-30s temperature-wise. So you may have to get those blankets out and make sure that if you have any plants or anything outside, that you cover them up, because we're going to get pretty darn close to a freezing temperature later on this evening. I don't think we'll get quite that cold, but you never know, so
keep
be careful
on the frost,
out there.
Absolutely.
A story that came out late last week I have not spoken about. If you're, and we talk about being involved and talk about being part of our democracy, well, there's an opportunity now in Wausau, because longtime Wausau school board member Jane Roush has resigned her position late last week. She said that there were some personal life circumstances that made stepping away necessary, but still one of the most difficult decisions of her life. She has served a total of 16 years on the board, not all in one straight line. She returned to the board after being elected in 2024. She said that in a statement announcing her resignation that she absolutely loved every minute of her time on the board, including the challenges. District officials thanked Roush for her years of advocacy for students, staff, and families and wished her well in the future. But now the process of filling that seat has begun. In fact, it's underway. And if you're somebody that lives in the Wausau School District who has an interest, who would be somebody that would like to get involved, this is an opportunity. Applications are being accepted through September the 22nd at the Longfellow Administration Center, which is at 415 Seymour Street here in Wausau. Applicants must provide biographical data, a statement of qualifications, and a statement of interest or special interest. And materials should be submitted to Deputy Clerk Cassie Peck by email at cpeck, that's C-P-E-C-K, at wausauschools.org. Or by phone, 715-261-0500. So we hear often, and so often when we have school board elections, there's basically anybody that runs wins. We don't have sometimes, well, I mean, I wouldn't say often, but there are many times we may have four candidates for three seats along those lines, but often we'll have three candidates for three seats, and basically nobody wins. We saw that last year. So here's an opportunity for you. If you're somebody that sometimes people don't want to go knocking on doors or going around and talking to people they don't know, you can actually get your toe in the water here. You can apply to become a school board member, and then fulfill the rest of this term, and then decide whether or not you want to actually run for the office and go through the process in that way. So, again, if you're somebody that this piques the interest, I would encourage you to take that next step, to think hard about this and be part of our democracy, because without citizens being involved, the democracy wilts. And the Wausau School Board needs people to serve. I mean, especially in this era, there are so many challenges involved in school boards all over the state and the country. So, again, Jane Roush resigns her position on the board, and now there is an opening, and you have a little less than 3 weeks to get your materials in to show your interest in taking over that seat. So, again, the deadline is September the 22nd, and what will happen is, deadline to submit application September the 25th. There will be a special board meeting to narrow candidates to four finalists on September 29th. And then October 13th, interviews, voting, and the oath of office, and the appointee will take the seat. So that's all coming up in the next 6 weeks or so. They will have a new board member sworn in and seated on October the 13th. The appointee will then serve only until the April 2026 election, which is, again, coming up not that far off, actually. I mean, just next spring. So it's an opportunity for somebody, if they may have, questions on whether or not to run or not, perhaps a chance to get into involved in it and to see whether or not it fits their talents, their temperament, and everything else. So interesting indeed. All right, time to wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. You are 0 for 1 so far this week.
Yeah, you got some work to do, because it's only 3 days.
You got
to get a passing grade.
You got two of the next three right. Our number for the day is the annual savings by the U.S. Treasury after it stops producing the penny.
Ain't no savings.
The Treasury is going to stop producing the penny, and it's going to save some money.
Okay.
And the number for the day is?
How much money?
How much money will that be in terms of annual savings by the U.S. Treasury after it stops producing the penny?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are $16 million, $36 million, $56
million. You said million, right?
Yep. $16 million, $36 million, $56 million. Sounds like a lot of money, but in the big picture, when it comes to the budget, that's really not big numbers.
Okay, I'm going to say... final guess, I'm going to say $36 million. Well, with $36 million is my final answer.
The annual savings by the U.S. Treasury after it stops producing the penny is $56 million.
Man.
So, we have to try again.
That seems like a lot of money, though.
There you go. All right. Well, have yourself a good rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And we'll see Ian later because he'll be back with me and Jason Foster for the Big High School Sports Show.
Yep.
6 till 8 p.m. tonight. So, again, join us. Dewey Riley, the Tomahawk coach, and Quincy Fender, the Newman Catholic senior, will be our guest. So, that's at 6 o'clock. Coming up next, more of Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.